Hello, and welcome to Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we review some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
On today's episode, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do a spoiler-free review of the new Blair Witch. Then we are going to give our all-time top three and bottom three found footage films. But first, let's start with a segment we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
So good.
Today we are going to look at two movies. The first movie is Ouija, Origin of Evil, which is directed by Mike Flanagan. Mike Flanagan did Oculus and Hush, and most recently Before I Wake. This is his third 2016 release, Carly.
He's ambitious. I really, really liked Oculus, and I really liked Hush. I've never seen Before I Wake, but I liked those other movies real well.
A lot of people don't like Oculus. I love Oculus.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Hush, I also really, really loved. I loved Hush more than Oculus. I thought Hush was really well done.
Me too.
I would love to do an episode on that also at some point. Yes. Because that is streaming.
I think they Oculus was streaming. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is.
We can do a Mike Flanagan episode.
We could. That would be rad. So Origin of Evil is a sequel to the Ouija movie that came out a couple years ago. That was directed by some person called Stiles White and did no other movies. It looks interesting. Did you see the original Ouija?
I don't think so. If I did, it wasn't very memorable.
I don't recommend watching it. It's not good. It's like a really boring version of a horror movie. Like, it's for kids almost. Like, high school kids that don't like horror movies. It's, very teen, angsty, and like, I don't know. It's not... I didn't find it interesting or scary, or I didn't get anything out of that one. But this one looks a little bit better. Mike Flanagan's directing it, so that means something, I guess. Although the special effects look a little bit cheeseball.
I'm definitely curious to see it. It looks okay.
Go ahead.
I don't really have any major feelings towards it, I guess.
Right. The trailer doesn't show too much. So basically it looks like it takes place in the 60s and a mom has a seance business and her daughters scam all these people into thinking they're doing real seances. And then they get a Ouija board and it possesses one of the daughters, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep our eyes peeled for that. I like Mike Flanagan, so I'm going to keep my opinions open to improvement, but I'm not sure about it. I don't know. I can't hear you, Carly.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to say too many judgy things about it because I do like Mike Flanagan, at least those two movies that I've seen of his. And the trailer does look weird and creepy. It kind of has like an Oban vibe to me because of like the possessed little kid. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, like, I feel like there was another movie where there were scamming people at seances and then it turned bad. I can't think of what movie it was, though.
Honestly, it might be this movie because this trailer, different forms of it have been in theaters for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I've been seeing this trailer for, like, 2 months.
I'm thinking of, like, an older movie, though, like a movie that came out, like, 2 or 3 years ago or something. If you know what I'm talking about out there in internet land, let me
know.
Let us know. Because maybe I might be making that up, but I feel like it's a part of another movie that I've seen. So anyway, we're keeping our minds open to Ouija Origin of Evil, but I mean, it can't be any worse than the first one, right?
And exactly.
I'll give Mike Flanagan the benefit of the doubt. Okay, the second trailer we watched was The Greasy Strangler, directed by Jim Hosking. He hasn't done too much in terms of other movies, but he did do the segment G is for Granddad in the ABCs of Death 2 which I never saw. So I probably could have just gone ahead and watched that, but I didn't.
This is a bizarre trailer. I don't know. It makes me curious to see it for sure, but it's so weird.
I think that it looks amazing. I laughed so hard for so long watching this. It looks like if Napoleon Dynamite was a horror movie, except with old people in the disco time.
Honestly, it kind of like, I kind of wish that I hadn't watched the trailer for it and I just went to go see it, because it kind of feels like it has, like I saw Swiss Army Man without seeing the trailer. And so I kind of had no idea what to expect. And I ended up like loving that movie. A lot of people hated it, but sorry, there's like an airplane flying overhead.
That's fine. Don't worry.
But I don't know. I feel like this would be an awesome movie to just kind of go into and like have no idea what to expect.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know too much about what to expect other than these super quirky, ridiculous characters. It's just gotta be something you see for your own. I can't even describe it. It just looks amazing and quirky and really strange. And I know the gore is going to be insane for that one. Super cheesy, like 80s type gore, like really fun. Looks like a really fun movie.
I agree. I think it's definitely worth a watch.
Okay. So are we ready to talk Blair Witch? Cause we've been holding this in. Carly and I just finished watching this.
Yes, we just went, I think Amy went to what, a 12:30 showing.
Yep.
And I went to the 1:15.
And at my showing, there were zero people in the theater. When I first went in, because it was 12:30 on a Friday in the afternoon and kids are in school, I usually go to the theater on Friday afternoons to watch new movies, because I like going by myself, but it's also quieter. There's not usually a lot of teenagers.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of a nicer experience. And, but there was no one in the theater when I got there until like right before it started, some other people came in and I was so relieved because I did not want to be in there by myself. Carly, did you have a lot of people in your theater?
There were probably like 10 other people.
Okay. So pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not going to spoil this. We will, but not right now. If you want to hear our spoilers, wait until after our music at the end of the show, and then I'm going to clip in all our spoilers so that you can listen to them there if you want to, and then that way people will turn off the show probably before they get there. So no spoilers now, but Carly, how did you feel about this movie?
I hated this movie, and I don't hate movies very often, but like, honestly, if we weren't talking about it today, I would have left the theater before.
No way.
I swear to God. I was like so bored watching this movie. Amy, there was an old handicapped lady behind me, like in her little wheelchair with a blanket, who I heard yawn multiple times during this movie. The first thing that like the group of teenagers in the back, who I guess must have skipped school to see this, they were like, that when the credits started rolling at the end, they were like, that was funny. Like, I really didn't like this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that very interesting.
And I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like number one rule with a found footage movie, cast unknowns. Like, yeah. Main dude was in Shameless, The Walking Dead. Like, I literally just watched him on Shameless. Like, I think he was on like last season. One chick was from Twilight and The Following. She was like a main chick in Twilight. One dude was in Grey's Anatomy. Like, not like, if you're going to cast a found footage movie, cast unknown people. I feel like that's rule number one. Otherwise, like, I was sitting there watching a movie.
I do agree with you there. I wish I didn't recognize anyone in this movie, and I definitely did. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. I wanted to like it more. But the more I think about it, the more I feel like they were given a shit project. Like, this is a, there was no way to make this amazing to people who have seen the original, experienced the original when it happened. There's no way they could recreate that feeling. And I think that they did an okay job with what they were given in terms of I don't know. I thought the story was okay. I thought the premise was fine. It was slightly creative. I hear people saying it was basically a remake of the original. I did not feel that way. I didn't feel like it was a remake at all. I felt like it was a lot different than the original. Of course, some things are going to be similar because it's the same villain. They always attack the same way. So some things are going to be similar, but I thought there was some really creative things. I was really scared during the movie. Because it was all jump scares. And I fucking hate jump scares. I was really scared during the movie a lot. But after it was over, I was like, oh, that wasn't scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have been better off just making it The Woods and not a Blair Witch movie. Because to be honest, I didn't feel like, other than like the stick figures and them going to like look for Heather or like find out what happened to Heather, I felt like the Blair Witch stuff was very minimal and it wasn't necessary.
I definitely have something to add to that, but it includes spoilers, so I'm going to wait till the end to discuss that more.
I have like two spoiler things that are pretty huge. They're not huge, okay, but they're like, they're issues that I have. So we're going to talk about those at the end.
Do you have any more non-spoiler related things to talk about in terms of the Blair Witch, other than you hated it?
I didn't think it was scary. I was really disappointed.
None of the jump scares got you.
No, because I felt like they were like really expected.
Yeah, it was shakier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, and no offense, but oh, that's kind of a spoiler.
Never mind. Wait. Okay, that concludes our talk about the Blair Witch. Okay, so now we're going to talk about our top three and bottom three found footage movies. Now, before we go into this segment, I just want to say we will not be talking about Cannibal Holocaust. The reason is, fuck Cannibal Holocaust, and I'm not going to discuss any movies with animal cruelty, so fuck you, Cannibal Holocaust. I don't care what year you were made in. I don't want to talk about it ever. So we're not going to talk about it. It's the first found footage movie, and I don't give a shit. Okay, moving on.
I'm not even going to say anything because I'll get emotional, so... Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that movie. Carly and I both love animals, and fuck that movie. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about our top three first, and then we can talk about our bottom three. Now, before we talk about this, I know there are going to be a lot of people online who do not agree with us, and that is awesome and fine. And I'm going to read a bunch of people's that submitted their favorites. I'm going to read theirs, and I'm going to read their opinions. I also haven't seen all of these movies that you guys suggested, so I'm down to watch them. But my top three are based on the movies I have seen, so there you go. Okay, let's start.
Ditto, because I honestly have watched more found footage movies in the past 4 days than I've ever watched in my life. So
totally. I watched so many last week, and I still feel like there's so many more I have to watch. Oh my God. Okay. So let's start with your third favorite, Carly.
Okay. So my third, I think I did two because I couldn't decide. And that was,
that's four. So you failed the test. You were supposed to pick.
I couldn't pick one over the other. Basically.
You have to. Fine. If you don't, we'll do top four. Cause I have another one.
Okay, good. Yeah. We'll do top four.
Fine.
But I have to say them at the same time because I can't decide which one I like. Well, okay, whatever.
Just pick one. It's fine.
My number four would probably be the first Paranormal Activity.
Okay, that is on my list. Now,
and it's not because it was like amazing.
I think it was. I
really liked the way that it, like, it kept me interested the entire time. And I honestly, like, especially those like night shots where like, yes, chick just got up and started doing shit. I was like, that would freak me out.
They're fucking phenomenal. I'm sorry, but here's the thing. People hate on Paranormal Activity because I don't know why people hate on it. I honestly think the first three are awesome. I think beyond that, they're horrible, but
I think I like those two. Are those, is the second one with the sister and then the third one is with them as little kids?
Yes.
I'm on board with Wade. Yes. Those two are good.
Yeah, and I think, well, you know, I think, first of all, if you don't like Paranormal Activity, maybe you don't like found footage movies. Maybe that's why you don't like it, and that's fair. I totally understand if people don't like found footage. It's a very specific subgenre that's weird, and it's not for everybody, and I get it. But I think that Paranormal Activity is a fucking solid movie. I think it's very well made. They made it in a similar way to Blair Witch in that they just pulled random people that wanted to be actors into a house and kind of told them they were going to fuck with them and didn't give them a script and just kind of told them what to talk about. So
the right way to do it, in my personal opinion.
The right way to do it, for sure. And they scared the crap out of them, I'm sure of it. I think it's great. I still think it's effective. I still watch it and enjoy it. I like the lightheartedness between them. I found it realistic and fun. And every time you get to nighttime, you like freak out, you know, it's exciting and you know what's coming. And then you have like kind of the in between daytime, you kind of feel a little bit safe. And then, you know, once it's nighttime, like shit's going to go down. I love that pick. And I know people are going to hate on us for liking Paranormal Activity. I don't give a shit. I love Paranormal Activity.
Get over it. I'm okay with it.
I will say 4 and after sucks. Actually, I didn't watch anything after 4. 4 is horrible.
I don't know if I really saw... I don't even know which ones I saw after 3. Like, I know 1, 2, and 3.
4 is the one with the Xbox and the dots everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that one.
Oh, don't bother me. It's 4. Okay, my are we doing 4?
Yeah.
My number 4, I didn't write it down, but my number 4 is Creep. Which I really like. We are actually going to be doing an episode about that. So I won't discuss it too much in depth, but I think Creep is a fantastic movie. That one is currently streaming on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's starring Mark Duplass, who is in like the Mindy Project, and I love him, and he's so creepy. And I love it. I love it.
It's
so
great.
That was a Twitter favorite also when I asked people what their favorites were. If you haven't caught that one, It's I recommend it.
On Netflix.
It's really fun. It's not like, it's not a keep you up at night kind of movie. It's more of like a jump out and freak you out and do some creepy stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just a fun movie.
It's like you're going to sit there and watch it and probably feel a little bit uncomfortable a couple times because it's just such a creepy, like, they did a great job making that movie for sure.
They really did. They really did. It's just fun. It's just all in good fun. And there's like 2 people in the whole movie. Yeah. I don't think there's anyone else. It's so good.
And
okay.
They keep your attention the entire time.
It does. It does. 100%. Okay. What's your third?
VHS.
Me too.
Twins.
We are twins. Twins. Oh, that one's also on Netflix. Mm-hmm. VHS is great. My husband put it on once, and my husband doesn't like horror movies. I don't even know that he knew what it was when he put it on. It was probably like 2 or 3 years ago. He put it on Netflix, and I walked in halfway through and I was like, what are you watching? And I, of course, sat down and watched the rest of it. So I only saw the middle to end, and then I thought I saw the whole thing, and then I rewatched it recently, and, oh my God, that first friggin' segment. Holy shit. I don't think I've been that scared in a long time, and it was broad daylight in my living room. Like,
this is definitely a great one because it genuinely feels like it's something that you shouldn't be watching. It feels like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, is this real? Like, is it real? Is it not real? I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, I couldn't believe... I'm sorry, I can't get over the first segment. That chick was so creepy.
She was so creepy.
And the, I like you.
Yeah.
Like oh my God. I got chills just doing it to myself.
She was super creepy. That was, yeah. Those are creepy.
I say that to my husband all the time. Like, before I saw this, I say that all the time. I'd be like, I like you. You know? I did it the other day, and I was like, I can't say that anymore.
You're like, I like pizza.
I don't want to say that ever again. It's horrible.
That's fantastic.
Okay. What was your favorite story in the first VHS?
Probably the first one. I really liked the second one with the couple and then like the person like films that like the couple at night or something like
that. Oh, yeah. You like that one?
I don't even
That was a good
think. But I think they were all really just weird and creepy in their own.
The last one was a lot of fun too. The one where they go to the party and it's not a party. The Halloween night.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, what? I
Yeah,
just
the
watched the
very last
second one too,
segment.
and I tried to watch the viral one, but I didn't get very far. So,
Yeah.
yeah, no, though, I mean, I think the first one might actually be my favorite.
Yeah.
The first segment, because of just how weird and creepy it was, and I thought it was a really great, like, this is what you're gonna watch for the next hour and a half.
Right. Yeah, I thought, I started watching the second one. I know I haven't watched the second or third one. I'm terrible. But I started watching the second one and I got up to the point where you see Simon Barrett's penis. And then I was like, oh my God, that's Simon Barrett's penis. And I felt really uncomfortable. And I watched something else for a little while to get over it.
Hilarious. Yeah, I thought that was really bold of him to write and direct himself.
It was very bold in all its glory, letting the sunshine hit it. Yeah. All right. Simon Barrett getting some.
Well done, man.
I will go back and watch it, I promise. I just ran out of time. I did watch 5 million found footage movies. Unfortunately, like none of them were good. So I'm not even gonna talk about most of them. But okay. So my second was Paranormal Activity. So we already discussed that. What's your
My
second on
second
your
is
list?
Cloverfield,
Overfield.
which I saw got a lot of love on Twitter when you asked. I was kind of surprised, to be honest.
It did get some love. It did. I'm not a monster movie person, so I didn't love it. I appreciate it. I know it's well done. It's just not really my favorite. It's not really my thing. But you liked it, so tell us some more about
I
it.
really liked it, and I think it was this that movie and the second Paranormal Activity, I think, are the only two found footage movies where like them casting known actresses didn't really bother me. Because Lizzie Kaplan was in Cloverfield and
Oh,
like I didn't mind it. Like she was genuine enough to me that like it didn't bother me. But I really liked it because I really like when
a man. Oh, sorry, I just wanted to do that so bad.
I really like when a found footage movie feels like an actual found footage movie, there doesn't have to necessarily be a conclusion.
Yeah.
Which if someone were to film something like that, I mean, it was one camera the whole time. And weird things happened, and people got out, and people didn't get out, and then it just ended. And like, that makes sense to me. Like, you're following this one person's story, and there aren't all these different angles. Like, it's just this is what they saw, and this is what they went through, and it didn't necessarily have a happy ending. And like, I don't know. I really like that in a found footage movie where it just like this is what they found. There's not really an explanation for anything that happened, but like this is just what you see.
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to revisiting that movie because it has been a really long time since I've seen it, and I only saw it the one time when it first came out. So I'm not opposed to revisiting it and seeing how I feel about it now, but I remember just being like, ugh, giant monster, okay, whatever.
I like
In a
monster
city.
movies. Like,
Yeah.
I think that they're fun. And the dude from Silicon Valley, who, films the movie or felt like, the
Yeah.
whole time, like he's funny, but then it's also like kind of freaky. Some things are weird. I don't know. I really liked it.
Well, I can go along with that. I think that's a good choice, and it is a popular choice. We did get quite a few people that liked Cloverfield a lot. And then I think our number one's probably the same. The original Blair Witch Project. Because we both love that movie. And we both experienced it when it came out in the way it was supposed to be experienced. And yeah, I can't say anything else more about it. We just love this movie.
So much, and it's another example of there's, no explanation. This is just
Yeah.
found footage that was found in the woods and kind of put together, and that's it.
And it's kind of nice because that's one thing we, I don't want to give spoilers, but you really get a sense of the confusion, and they take their time. And some people will view this as slow and boring, especially now by today's standards, but experiencing that with them and almost thinking it's real at the time when it comes out, there's nothing like that feeling. And watching it now, like, I can't experience it any other way. I just keep remembering, like, feeling the way I did when I saw it. And there's so much confusion and anger and hunger and all these different things they're going through that are pretty much organic because they were literally going through it. I just love watching that movie. I rewatched it again recently, and I still loved it. I still enjoy watching it. I think it's fun to watch. I don't really think it's scary anymore, but I do enjoy watching it, putting it on, and just re-experiencing it all over again.
It's great, and it's honest. Nothing's really over the top because that's what these people were, like, actually filming and feeling, and I don't know. I think it's number one. The best.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's do our bottom three now. Let's start with our third one. Yeah. That's almost the worst.
So this is actually a movie that I watched last night, and it was The Sacrament.
Oh my God, you did like The Sacrament?
Okay.
You are going to get so much hater.
No.
You're going to get so much hate on Twitter.
I'm going to tell you why. It's not that I hated it. I wanted to talk about it, and that's why it's my third least favorite, I guess. I wrote, like, so many notes as I was watching it, to be honest.
Harley, you are going to get haterated all over on Twitter. People love this movie.
I loved this movie not being a found footage movie because, and I'll tell you why. I thought it was great. I really liked the vice angle. I have a huge problem with if it's a found footage movie, don't put credits at the beginning of the film. Like, don't say directed by Ty West, starring this guy and this guy and this guy. It's a found footage movie. Maybe you shouldn't put that in there. Written by this guy. Like, costumed by this. Maybe not the best choice.
I don't remember that. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It was like...
That is pretty funny.
Right?
That is funny.
So, like, there's some things with, like, you know, Sam's an idiot, I think. He should have just kept his mouth shut until they, like, got off, but then there wouldn't be a movie. But, like, the mother killing the daughter was, like, super brutal. It was, like, wonderful.
Spoiler alert.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. Hey, guys, it's on Netflix. Go check it out.
Go see the movie if you haven't. After you've seen it, everybody's seen it because everybody loves it.
Well, not everybody loves it, but I'm just saying I don't love it. It's not on my favorites list. I liked it. Yeah. I think it's fine.
I thought it was a great movie, like, but I don't think it should have been a found footage, especially because, like, at the end when everything, and this is spoilers, obviously, but when everything, like, goes awry, so they basically just have, like, one camera, which is, what's the camera guy? I wrote his name down, so I didn't just, like, say camera guy. Jake. So, there's, like, this one point towards the end of the movie where everything just kind of goes to shit when the people are supposed to leave. And they tell Jake to go, like, see how many people that they can carry on the helicopter. And so he has that camera. And then Patrick, the brother, and Sam get, like, tied up. And so Carolyn has, like, the one camera. But then all of a sudden you have, like, 18 different angles. And there's, like, so many different cuts of all these people dying. And I was just like, that's kind of stupid. And it wouldn't have been a problem. But then at the very end, they end with a found footage statement. And you're like, there's impossible for, like, that many angles to be coming from two cameras, one that wasn't even being utilized and one that was, like, with the helicopter the whole time. So, like, I liked this movie. Terrible found footage movie, but, like,
those are totally valid points, and I honestly don't think I ever even thought of that. And honestly, when I went back and thought, well, let's see how many found footage movies I have seen, and I went through, like, lists of them online, I was like, oh, I've seen that. When I got to The Sacrament, I was like, I know I've seen that. I didn't know that was a found footage movie. Like, I don't
yeah
And it's been a while since I've seen it. So maybe I just erased from my memory that it was supposed to be found footage. But yeah, those are totally valid points, and I don't remember it well enough to remember all that. But yeah, that's not okay. Like,
Right?
you can't just have extra angles
I mean,
and
it was great. I really liked the
yeah.
movie. I really liked the idea of the movie, but I was sitting there, and especially because all I've been watching is found footage, so it's been such a present thought in my brain while I was watching
Yeah.
it. And that's why it's the third worst, where it's not a bad movie, but it's a bad found footage movie.
I think that's valid. I think you presented your case
Thank
well.
you.
'Cause I think the movie is fun, it's effective, but yeah, those are valid points. And you are your found footage purist, as it
I'm
will.
just saying, don't put credits at the
Yeah.
beginning of a found footage movie.
Can you put them at the end? Like, what are
Yes,
the rules
that's
there?
fine.
The end is
Like
fine.
when
'Cause
you're,
I did that with Blair Witch,
yeah, no, that's,
Blair
I mean, that's
Witch.
totally fine. Obviously, everybody should get their due. But like, if you're trying to create a world for people, and you're saying this footage was found and given to this thing or whatever, like, okay, don't say directed by, starring, costumes, whatever. Like,
Okay.
that takes you out of it.
Okay.
So I liked it
I'm
to be
gonna
everybody, but I didn't like it as a found footage movie.
Okay. I'm gonna go to some really bad movies now, 'cause these are actually bad movies, like really bad. My third was Paranormal Activity 4, which I already discussed earlier, but this movie is really bad, especially if you like Paranormal Activity. There's nothing worse than going in and then having your dreams crashed down on you. I was like, well, the third one was good. The fourth one's gotta be all right. Like, how bad could it be? It was really fucking bad. It was really, really bad. And just don't. And I, what are the other movies that came out in between that? There was, The Marked Ones, which was fine. Like, I actually didn't mind The Marked Ones. It's not necessarily part of the saga, but it's like the same universe with similar things happening. It's basically the Latino version or the Hispanic version of Paranormal Activity.
I didn't see it.
They did the same thing with the, there's one in Tokyo. I didn't see that one. But they did them. I don't know why, but it takes place in America, but and they speak English, but it's, I don't know, it's supposed to, I don't know, be
Weird.
popular with the Hispanic population. I don't know. I don't know why they did that. I thought it was a good movie though. I enjoyed it. I thought there was a lot of interesting and different things in there. And that one does really feel like a found footage movie because it's kids just fucking around with the camera they got. That one's not bad, but I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Paranormal Activity 4, which is fucking terrible. Don't watch it. Okay, what's your second worst?
VHS 2.
Oh, you really didn't like that
It was where like VHS got it all right. VHS 2 went in like the complete opposite direction. There was one segment that I didn't mind.
Was it the segment with Simon Barrett's penis?
Nope, that's like the
Oh.
first segment. That's like the segment over all other segments. But like even the one that like Adam Wingard and Simon Barrett did together was like weird, and I wasn't really about it, and I was kind of like all of the VHS 2 ones seemed to be otherworldly. Like theirs was about like this weird robo eye, and then there was like the last segment was about aliens, and then like one in the middle, which is the one that I didn't mind. I'm trying to find what the name of it was, but it was like they went to this like commune and they were interviewing. It was kind of very similar to the sacrament. But like they went to this commune where they went to like, you know, interview this guy, and then everything just kind of goes to shit and everybody starts like killing themselves.
Oh.
But then there's like a huge weird like monster dragon at the end of it. There's just like it was just, I did not, I didn't, I wasn't on
It
board.
just wasn't for
It
you.
wasn't my thing.
No.
Especially because the first one was
My
so good.
yeah. That's I that is almost like the hard thing, right? Like, it could probably even be okay on its own, but when you have the previous versions in your head. Like, it's hard to get over that if you really loved the first, second, or whatever. You know, it's hard to get over that and see something shitty.
Oh, there's one about zombies.
Oh. Well, I didn't see VHS 2 all the way through, so I don't have an opinion there.
Yeah.
But I know I know a lot of people like 2. So, okay. I'm going to go on to my second, which is The Devil Inside.
I didn't see that.
It's horrible. It's, I don't even want to talk about it. Just don't. I'm not going to even talk about
it. Okay.
Let's just move on. It makes me upset even thinking about how bad that movie is.
I will have to make sure not to watch it then.
It's a possession movie, but it's like the worst version of a possession movie I think I've ever seen. I've never fallen asleep during a possession movie. That one, you can fall asleep to it. And then what's your least favorite found footage movie ever?
New Blair Witch. I'm sorry.
Oh, Harley! Fuck!
I'm sorry. That's my least favorite.
All right. I don't agree with that.
I know.
I don't think it's the best, but wow, you are just butthurt about it.
I really don't like it. But to be fair, I also haven't seen a ton of found footage movies.
Up until recently, when I sent you a list and you were really sick, so you watched a bunch of them.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is, and even like you were saying before about seeing The Sacrament on the list of found footage movies, there's also some found footage movies that I've seen, but I didn't notice that they were found footage movies. Mm. So out of the ones that I have watched recently, or that didn't stick out as in my head as being really good, like Creep and Cloverfield and Blair, the original Blair Witch, this was my least favorite that I've seen in the past, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on, my least favorite ever is a horrible, horrible movie called Invoked. It's on Netflix. It's brand new on there. I was feeling brave and decided to watch a movie I'd never heard of on Netflix. I wish I wasn't that brave. I immediately went to Twitter and said, I don't care how much you hate yourself, how shitty you're feeling about yourself, or how self-destructive you are, do not watch this movie. I've never seen a movie so bad in my entire life. I've never seen a movie that angered me as much as Invoked did.
Really?
Just don't. Yeah, like, it's not even funny bad. It's just bad, bad. Like, I don't. There's no story at all. Oh, like, it's not. And the characters are fucking horrible. They're all supposed to be friends and they're the shittiest people to each other. I've never seen anybody treat each other that way, that they're supposed to like each other. It doesn't make any sense. Do you film your friends having sex and then think it's funny? No, because people don't do that, because it's fucking psychotic behavior. It's not funny. It's a bad movie. Just don't do that to yourself, you guys. Just don't. Just say no. Just say no to Invoked.
I will do that. I will make sure never to watch it. Accident.
And then we have some honorable mentions. If there's other movies you want to discuss, some other movies I wanted to do. I did want to give some shout outs to some other movies. I wanted to give a shout out to the Taking of Deborah Logan. I thought that was really good. I really, really, really like The Last Exorcism, and it was really close to being on my list, and just missed out. If I did a top five, it definitely would have been in there. I tried to get Carly to watch it, but it's not streaming anymore, so she didn't get a chance to watch it in time for this. But Carly, you gotta watch Last Exorcism. You will like that one. That one is actually a very good found footage movie. And it's genuinely found footage, but you will know some of the people, so that might not make your list.
That's okay, as long as the performance is there.
Well, wait, answer me this. Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell, The New Class?
Yes, but not, like, a lot.
Then you will recognize someone in this movie.
Shut your mouth. That makes me want to watch it even more.
It's the teacher!
No way.
Yeah, the hunky one that dates Kelly.
Hilarious.
He plays a priest and it's awesome. Or a preacher or something. Anyway, What else did I see? Trollhunter is pretty good. I like that one.
I really liked Trollhunter.
It's slow though. It's just a little slow.
It's a little bit too long because they're doing the same thing over and over again. But at the same point with the found footage movie, I feel like that's okay because especially if you're seeing what they're seeing, like that's just what happens. Nothing's exciting all the time. But yeah. I really liked the premise of it. I thought it was great. I liked that movie.
Another shout out, I really enjoyed As Above, So Below. That was a good one. I don't know if you've seen that one. It's pretty recent. It's not amazing, but it's creative and different.
That's one of the movies that I didn't realize, like I saw, but I didn't realize it was found footage, I guess.
Devil's Pass is also decent. Most of these are streaming too. If you guys want to check out some new found footage movies you haven't seen, if you haven't seen them, they're decent. One of my worst lists is Chernobyl. I fucking hate that movie. Oh, don't see that.
That was with that guy that like used to be a pop star.
I don't remember, but it's bad. Also, I know people love Record or Rec. I don't know, however you want to say it. I had that movie spoiled for me before I saw it, so I didn't love it as much as I wanted to, but I know a lot of people love it, and I get it. I wish that it wasn't spoiled for me and people didn't fuck it up for me before I saw it. Fuck those people. I'm not going to say their names, but fuck them because they ruined it.
I saw Quarantine, but I didn't see Record.
Yeah. Well, they're basically – someone's going to get mad at me for saying they're basically the same because I didn't see both of them. They might not basically be the same. I'm going to just not say that at all. Okay. And then I also wanted to talk about Unfriended because this movie should be terrible. This movie should be horrible. This movie should be nobody's friend. And I didn't see it for a long time because of that. But I was sick and on my couch one day and I decided to watch it. And I was so surprised by how much I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. Don't get on my case. I didn't love it. There's definitely things I didn't like about it. I couldn't really care less about the story or the characters, but I thought the premise was amazing, and I thought that the way it was done was really unexpected and really, really creative. The use of technology in that film is awesome. So I think it does deserve some props. There's also some really fun, creative kills in there
that are also
really unexected. So I just wanted to talk about that one a little bit because that movie gets so much hate. By at least our generation, maybe not like high schoolers, they might like it.
Well, I also think that calling it Unfriended just immediately gives it a disadvantage because it's just like, it's a terrible name.
It's a fucking shitty title.
It's like, honestly, you see that name and you see the cover of it or whatever, and you just automatically you judge it, you know? But like the same thing, I had heard about that movie and I was just like, oh, that's so ridiculous. But the same, you know, I was just bored and wanted to watch a horror movie. And I think one of my friends was talking about it. And so I ended up watching it. And I also was pleasantly surprised because it wasn't terrible, you know.
It's fast paced.
Yeah.
You're looking at a computer screen the entire time. And there's all these different windows and there's chats happening on the side. And then there's full on video conversations happening with these side chats and like backstabbing happening right in front of everyone's faces. And like, just really, I really like the more I talk about it, the more I'm kind of liking it.
I thought it was well acted. The kids that were in it did a great job. You honestly just kind of feel like you're just watching people hanging out and getting weirdly murdered.
Yeah, and is it just me, or is that how teenagers really are now? Because that's pretty cool. We just had AIM when we were growing up. I had AOL Instant Messenger, and I had my bright pink Comic Sans font, and I was good to go. But these kids today, with their video chats.
It's true. I mean, I've lived a lot of different places, so I have friends in a lot of different places, and I don't think I've ever done a chat with that many people, but I've definitely like FaceTimed and like hung out with friends that aren't here, but that are like, you know, whatever. So like, this makes sense to me. Like, I get it.
Well, I just want to talk about that. And then there's also, I mean, I just like how technology's influencing the found footage genre. I think it's kind of cool that it's going that way. Mm-hmm. It's not really, I don't know. There's a lot of room for improvement there, but I think it's kind of cool to see the new things that are coming out. That there's a new movie called Sick House that came out, which is a horror film that was filmed completely by Snapchat. I heard that this movie is completely terrible, and it very well might be, but the point isn't, is it terrible? The point is people, like kids, are filming their own fucking movies on Snapchat, and they're becoming actual movies. The girl that filmed this is a YouTube star, which, by the way, being a YouTube star is insane. We didn't have that when we were younger. You were either famous or you weren't. Like, Justin Bieber, I think, was, what, the first YouTube star, right? Ever? I don't know.
As far as I know.
kind of before our time, but, or after our time. But, I mean, it's crazy. I just want to read this, little snippet from this article. This is an article, by, Kevin Lincoln from Vulture. You can find it easily on, just by Googling, Sick House. You'll find it. So this whole film was filmed using Snapchat, and the article said before it became a 68-minute feature available for download on Vimeo, it was uploaded in 10-second clips to lead actresses Andrea Russett's Snapchat account, which is @andwizzle, while it was shot entirely with iPhones over the course of 5 days. So, I mean, that's crazy. It's nuts that this is happening. It's kind of exciting and kind of fun. I mean, technology is going in such a weird way that these kids can just make their own horror movies and people can watch them, like, all over the globe. That's kind of insane and awesome, and I applaud anyone doing that because, fuck, why not? You have the opportunity to start your creative juices early. Like, we might get some better stuff when you're older. You know, I'm all for it.
No, I love it. I think it's great that we live, I mean, our camera phones are good enough that you can film. And I mean, there was like some documentary where like they were filming it on 35 millimeter film, and mm-hmm. to make it look kind of like a 70s, you know, vibe, because that was the, you know, the point of the documentary. And they ended up running out and ended up filming the last few shots on an iPhone with an iPhone filter. And like it won an Academy Award for, you know, best doc, which is like, it's awesome that anybody can do that now, you know?
No, I think it's great. And, you know, yeah, we might get some shit, and apparently this movie isn't good, but of course it's not good. It's some young girl, like, doing 10-second clips. I mean, she's creative enough to come up with that concept. Like, she should get some fucking props for it. So I'm giving her props. I never saw it, but I'm still giving her props. Way to go, Andrea Russett, whomever you may be. I'm sure people out there know who you are. I don't. Okay, so... I think we're done talking about that. Let's move on to listener mentions. We got so much feedback, you guys. I love it. Thank you for listening. I didn't even know we had that many listeners and growing. So thanks, guys. I'm just going to read some of these out, and then Carly, I might get tired and you can read some if you want. Okay. Kelly from the Coming to Get You podcast. I don't know if you have listened to Coming to Get You yet, Carly, but they're awesome. They gave us a really nice shout out, and they've got really awesome accents, and they're really fun. They have a really fun chemistry. I love them. Kelly and Richard, they're a lot of fun. Anyway, Kelly says her favorites are Blair Witch Project, the Poughkeepsie Tapes, Last Horror Movie, VHS, and Creep. I've never seen Poughkeepsie Tapes or Last Horror Movie. I will put those on my list, Kelly. I trust your judgment. I love VHS and Creep and Blair Witch Project as well, because those are my top three.
I've actually always wanted to see the Poughkeepsie Tapes.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, and like that was kind of a very similar thing where I feel like I started seeing posters for that like a long time before it actually came out. I don't know if they like revamped it a couple times, but like that was one of those movies that I must have missed it coming to theaters, or maybe like it just went straight to VOD, but I've wanted to see that for a while.
Yeah,
I'll have to put it on my list. Make an effort.
Yeah, I want to. I I think I might have to like get like regular Netflix again so I can start renting movies again, because not a lot of these things are in streaming and they sound awesome. We got John from Twitter. He has a crazy handle and I can't pronounce it. I'm not going to try to. Says Troll Hunter was good, a bit overlong. Cloverfield had it right, kept it under 90 minutes. Agreed. Troll Hunter was too long. Carly loves Cloverfield, so she agrees with you.
I agree all around.
Yeah. Our friend, our fellow podcast friends, Buds, Beers, and Brutality, say VHS 1 and 2 and Blair Witch and Record, all popular. Carly didn't like VHS 2. You guys can get in a fight about it.
Cool. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. My West Coast Goblin and Twitter homegirl, Betty Toxic. Hey, Betty. Betty likes Wreck 2. And Found is pretty good also. I've never heard of Found. Have you heard of Found?
Mm-mm,
no. I'm going to have to check it out. Betty always got the goods. She's got it. She's got it in with Kevin Bacon. She's the one that tweeted out that Kevin Bacon should be the next Freddy Krueger. And he responded and then talked about it on TV and stuff.
That's
so
hilarious and awesome.
She's Twitter famous now. It's my girl. It's whatever. Okay. Twitter follower Ice Cuba Goody Jr. I love that Twitter name, by the way. It's hilarious. Cloverfield, Blair Witch, VHS 2, Troll Hunter, and oh, Creep, because Peach Fuzz. And yeah, for sure. Peach Fuzz is the shits. Okay. At J Movie Talk. I enjoy Wreck as a found footage movie, but not a fan of found footage overall because most are very gimmicky and badly filmed, in my opinion. Yes, they are badly filmed. That's kind of the point. But
they're not for everyone. That's for absolutely.
No, they're not. Yeah. And I will never shame anyone for not liking found footage, because it's an acquired taste. But I get it. I don't know that I think they're gimmicky. I think they can be gimmicky if you're just cashing in for the money, but I think it can be really effective to like make you feel like you're there and that you're experiencing it along with them.
I agree. I definitely agree that like if something's too processed and something like, or you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you don't necessarily have that story, then it can feel very gimmicky and not worth your time, for sure. Like, I absolutely understand that.
Yeah. Do you want to read the next few? Do you have them up?
Oh, show. All right. Okay. So Twitter friend Ryan S. at The Giant Be With You says, Wreck and Digging Up the Marrow. That's about it.
Yeah. I think that's good. I never saw Digging Up the Marrow, and I've heard nothing but awesome things, especially from our next one. Elliot,
Twitter friend Elliot. Says, Digging Up the Marrow, As Above, So Below, Grave Encounters, The Last Exorcism, All the VHS, The Sacrament, Lake Mungo, The Poughkeepsie Tapes, Inner Demons, and if you count it, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Lee Vernon. I expect you to cover all. Digging Up the Marrow might be the best found footage movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, he thinks Digging Up the Marrow is the best found footage movie he's ever seen. And it seems like he's got good taste. Like, most of those movies are really good. Also, Elliot, like, digs on found footage movies. So I've heard a lot of good things about Grave Encounters, too. I just can't watch. I don't know. I think it's just the cover where every time I watch, I'm like, I don't want to watch a video game.
I'm okay with watching video games.
I keep thinking it looks like a video game. But I'm really going to have to check out Digging Up the Marrow. If Elliot's saying it's the best found footage movie he's seen, then I trust him. I'll seek it out, Elliot. Okay.
All right, last one. It was an email from Ross.
He's the only one that sent us an email. Guys, I asked you to send me emails.
I like emails.
Send me Twitter messages.
We like tweets, too.
I had to copy them all over. It took forever.
Oh, that makes sense. Create more work. Okay. So Ross says, Hi, Final Girls. I love the show so far. Thank you so much. And personally, I think found footage can be a very effective technique. I find films like Cloverfield and Wreck are very effective in putting the viewer into the situation and can create very intense scenes. The documentary style, like in The Last Exorcism, can put the audience at ease by making them forget that they're watching a horror film and trick them into thinking it's a real documentary. This makes the horror even more terrifying when it happens.
I concur.
I definitely, I agree 100%.
And I like the movies you picked. Word. Word, Ross. Thanks for following instructions, Ross, and nobody else.
Way to be.
Way to be, Ross. You keep up that badass following instructions that you do.
No, I think that's very true. And I think that's why I like found footage movies.
Yeah. Thank you guys for all the feedback. I was thrilled to see that we got so much feedback. I love that you guys are following us and joining in the conversation. Please feel free to continue doing so and to leave us any kind of nice words on YouTube on iTunes if you feel so inclined. We would love that. It's good for us and also
boosts morale.
It boosts morale and it's also good for us. Please thank you again for listening. I'm surprised anyone listens at all, and I'm just thrilled that you do, and I hope you guys are enjoying the show, and we're slowly getting better. I feel like we're getting better. We're more organized now.
I definitely agree with that, for sure.
Yeah. I think that's a conclusion. What do you think, Carly? Is that our conclusion?
I think that we have exhausted the subject of the found footage films that we have seen, and I think that there's definitely, maybe we'll revisit in a little bit after we've seen some of the recommendations.
Yeah, some of these recommendations are really making me want to watch them. I hope that we get to, especially the Poughkeepsie Tapes and Digging Up the Morrow, Digging Up the Morrow is apparently a monster movie, I think, so you might be into that, Carly. Okay, so let's call it quits. How do we usually close this thing, Carly? Do I usually just mutter through until I say bye?
We say thank you to all of the people that listen to us and for all of the awesome, oh gosh, my dog is having an itch attack. There we go. We usually say what we're doing next week, but do we know? Oh, we're going to be together next week.
Oh yeah, you guys, we're going to be in the same room recording next week. Carly and I will be reunited for the first time in over 10 years. We will be in the same room together. We literally haven't been. We've been doing this without being in the same room. We see each other on Skype. We get to see each other's lovely faces, but I'm excited. We're going to be recording in the same room. We might even watch a movie together, but we haven't really decided what we're going to do yet. So
we'll let you know on Twitter and probably Instagram, maybe even Facebook, what we're watching so you can watch with us and have some things to say.
Oh, yeah. So I have kind of started doing the Facebook thing a little bit more. So you feel free to follow us on there. I'll start posting more on there. Also, I figured out Instagram, and Carly and I are both sharing it. So we're both going to post on our Instagram, which is Final Girls Horrorcast. And Twitter is Final Girls HC. And Facebook is also Final Girls Horrorcast. And our website is finalgirlhorrorcast.com. So...
Yay, check
us out. It's pretty easy to find us. I think you guys can find us if you want to. Seek us out. We love it. Okay, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Okay, now let's talk spoilers. Okay. I can edit this back.
Okay, cool. So, like, why, and maybe this is because I literally just watched Troll Hunter, but, like, why was the Blair Witch, like, a huge fucking troll stamping through the trees, knocking all the trees over, like, grabbing Peter, I think that's his name, like, and dragging him away? It just made no sense to me. There was a weird alien moment at the end with the bright lights that made zero sense to me. Like, Chick definitely saw a witch a lot and, like, made it till the very end. There was just, like, I just was so upset with it.
I have a theory. My theory is the Blair Witch is actually Pumpkinhead. She looks just like Pumpkinhead. Like, I mean, we don't get a close-up look at her, right? I mean, it's mostly from far away. But she stomps around like a troll. She's humongous.
Right?
She's very tall.
Ellie,
she's got really long fingers. She's got a head, like, kind of Pumpkinhead-ish. I swear to God, I think that maybe Adam Wingard just really wanted to make Pumpkinhead, but they made him make the Blair Witch.
That's hilarious. I have a huge problem with, like, I don't know if they wanted it to be, like, weird and artsy where, like, because basically the footage that they filmed at the end, that the girl filmed at the end when she was running up the stairs, is the same footage that they found, that, like, the kid found and then uploaded to YouTube at the beginning where you, like, see a glimpse of the witch or whatever. So I don't know if they were trying to make it seem like she's all in your head and everybody's trapped in the woods and blah, 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 blah. But, like, that's stupid.
Well, they showed her in the mirror. The girl, and it was both the same clip that he thought it was Heather.
That they found at the beginning made them go into the woods to begin with.
I don't know what's
going
on.
That's what I'm saying. They're, it's like, try to be cerebral, but it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say this. Here's some things that I liked. I liked, I thought the acting was pretty good. Even though we knew who they were, I think they did a pretty good job in terms of acting. Some of the characters were interesting and different than what I've seen before in movies like this, so that was kind of nice. I liked the body horror. There was some unexpected body horror that I was really digging with that one chick and her, the cut in her leg, and she's like picking at it. Oh my God. I'm weird where I love body horror. Like, I love Cronenberg. So I was super into that part.
Watching her pick that weird centipede thing out of her leg. I like how it oozed. That looked great.
Yes. It was disgusting. And when it moved in her foot, I mean, I was down with that. I liked the weird tree stuff that was happening with trees just falling. Like, I wasn't expecting that.
That's what I'm saying. It would be way better if it was just the woods. If this is about a weird, creepy woods creature, that would have been more believable to me than having it be a Blair Witch movie and having weird troll moments that made no sense to me.
I also really liked that it was dark the whole time. Like, it's 7 a.m. It's still dark. What the fuck? They're in some sort of weird, like, time warp.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing the inside of the house for, like, a long period of time. That tunnel scene fucking scared the crap out of me. I think there was some really good stuff in there. I just don't think the story made sense.
I 100% agree. The tunnel scene made me feel uncomfortable, but, like, nothing compares to the descent in that regard, where, like, they did the tunnel scene, and they did it real well. my huge, honest main complaint with this movie is it shouldn't have been a Blair Witch movie.
Yeah. Let's just pretend it was Pumpkinhead versus the Blair Witch.
I would be okay with that.
Okay.
The weird alien moment really threw, like, I really think that I, like, was that annoying moviegoer that, like, scoffed and rolled my eyes because I was like, what is this bright fucking alien light that's happening? This is stupid. And then they, like, all went off on their own, which was really frustrating. And at the very, very end, like, obviously she knows that, like, he's hearing Heather and it's not Heather. And, like, and then he gets taken, and then all of a sudden she hears him say, I'm sorry, and then she, like, looks. Come on, she seemed smarter than that. That was stupid.
Well, I mean, what else was she going to do? She's going to die. It's not like she's going to just stand in that corner forever and survive that. Maybe the bright light was also, like, if you want to think of it this way, like, it was dark for how many days? Like, maybe all of a sudden the spell was broken and it was light outside.
Yeah, but then it went away.
Did it?
Yeah, it looked like, it literally looked like a UFO was landing and then it flew away.
It did, but maybe it had something to do with the time warp they were in, because it seems like there was some sort of time warp happening. Like, light and dark and the mirror thing, and, I mean, it could be what they were going for. I'd need to see it again to really try to wrap my head around that theory, but I probably won't watch it again. I don't know.
It just I don't know. Like, this movie was supposedly, like, in pre-pro, like, 5 years ago. Like, they had a lot of time to make it. I feel like they could have done this so much better, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
Especially because they're so they're such talented filmmakers. They're a good team. Like, they've made such good projects in the past that, like, this was just such a major letdown.
Yeah, I wonder how much control they had over everything. I know Simon Barrett wrote it, but you know how production companies get. I mean, I'm totally being a Blair Witch apologist right now. I just fucking love them so much. I really, really wanted to love this. And like I said, I don't think it was horrible. And I think they got big shoes to fill and they had a lot to try to accomplish. And I think that they did an okay job. I wish they did a better job. I don't think it's horrible. I didn't hate it. I understand why you do. But I think that it's a worthy effort, but it falls short.
I don't know. I know that the acting was okay. I felt like it was over the top sometimes. There were like a few moments where it went from 0 to 60 that I didn't really like necessarily understand.
What, with purple hair girl?
Yeah.
She was flipping out.
She was.
Wait, here's a spoiler question. How the fuck did she die? Because she just died, right? She just like...
Oh, like, so...
I missed something.
Girl with... the crap in her foot.
Yeah.
Took the Blair Witch symbol from her and broke it in half and then broke the girl in half. Like it was a
budgie doll. Oh, I didn't see what she did. Yeah. Like I saw her grab something and do something, but I didn't know it was the Blair Witch symbol. So that was supposed to be that girl symbol.
Yeah.
Probably.
She like grabbed it off a tree and it had like a little bit of like, it almost looks like her purple hair, like, coming out of the twine. And she was like, oh, what is this? I'm so scared. And then Foot Girl was just, like, mad and grabbed it and, like, broke it. And then Chick, like, broke in half.
Okay. Because I saw her, like, fall to the ground and she looked all twisted up. But I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah.
I like, looked away for a second and I missed a big scene.
It didn't. That was another thing that just didn't make sense and was really out of place. Because why would that one girl have those things and nobody else did?
Yeah.
And
I will say,
who loses a Phantom Four and then just like is like, oh, that was it.
What's a Phantom Four? You're talking about
their drone.
Oh, the drone. Yeah. You know the name of it. You're very fancy. I don't think that they said, oh, well, I don't care. I think they didn't want to fucking go in the woods because people are dying.
But they didn't know that people were dying at that point.
They knew that guy was missing.
No, it was still light out when they lost the Phantom, when they lost the drone.
That's it? I thought he was already missing.
No, he, like, went to go find wood for the fire. And then they were like, oh, should I make it go higher? And then they were like, oops, I lost it.
It happened around the same time. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So
that's a minor thing. That's like whatever. But I don't know. I know that I'm extra hard on it because I loved just everything that happened with the original of, you know, whatever. But like these filmmakers know how to honor old horror movies that like I was expecting better.
I feel like they did it justice. I feel like they just tried too hard at the end. I don't know. I really did like parts of it, and I think that some of it was a nice creative spin. Like, I want to give them credit where credit's due, because this isn't all bad, and there is some really interesting things happening. And I was fucking scared shitless, like, half the time. I'm not going to lie, because...
Did you see The Forest?
Yes.
It was very similar to The Forest.
Yeah, except The Forest is fucking horrible.
I mean, yes.
Come on, Carly. It's not as bad as The Forest. Fuck that movie.
I'd rather watch The Forest again than watch it.
I hate you for saying that. That's such bullshit. There's no way you could possibly think that. You're just letting your nostalgic emotions for the original Blair Witch get in the way.
Damn.
Because there's no way you could possibly really think that The Forest is a better movie than this.
I did not want to walk out of The Forest, but I...
Fuck you for not wanting to, because that movie was fucking horrible.
I literally wanted to walk out of this movie.
I wanted to walk out of The Forest and I couldn't because I was sitting on my couch and I wanted to force myself through it. I wish I just turned it off. That was a piece of fucking shit. Sorry.